Hachette Audio presents The Martyr, Book 2 of The Covenant of Steel. Written by Anthony Ryan. Read by Stephen Brand. Surveying the scene, I saw that the birds filled the marsh to the shrouded distance. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of them, broad wings fluttering and heads bobbing continually in between gaping their beaks to join their voices to the chorus. They had much to sing about, for these beasts had been given a great bounty of carrion. Numerous as they were, there were more corpses than birds. They lay part submerged in the murky bog water. Some were soldiers, their armour catching a dull gleam from the veiled sun. Others were churls, children and old folk among them. Here and there I glimpsed the bright colours of noble garb. All had died by violence, and the marsh was red with the blood leaking from their many wounds. "This, Alwyn," Urshel told me with a shrill giggle, "is what you made." A shout erupted from my throat, and I lunged for him, sword rising high to cut him down. But as is often the way in dreams, nothing came of my action. Urshel vanished, and the blade met air. "You saved her, you see." I whirled, finding his crouched, leering form at my back. His face quivered with the same malicious enjoyment I had seen whenever he snared a living thing to torment. "You saved the risen martyr," he taunted, his voice taking on a sing-song cadence, "and made a world of corpses." Dedicated to the memory of the late Lloyd Alexander, author of the Chronicles of Prydain, who first threw open the door and invited me in. What has gone before? Missive to the Luminance Council of the Eastern Reformed Covenant of Martyrs. Archivist's note. Fragment only. Date and author unknown. Blessed brethren of the council, it is with greatest excitement that I relate the following news. I have in my possession what I believe to be a genuine personal narrative penned by none other than that figure of direst legend, Alwyn Scribe himself. I will, of course, forward a full transcript of the scribe's account once I have completed my labours. Yet I am able, having read the manuscript in its malign entirety, to provide a summation of its contents. I presume upon your good graces not to judge this poor scholar for merely stating the scribe's falsehoods.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?